could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a plea for help. You can help someone before it's too late.
And then she said she wanted to kill herself.
Do something. Contact OK to Say.
From Appleton, Wisconsin on a Thursday evening, August 25th, 2022. Adam Jackson with you tonight for game 116 of Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Thanks so much for spending your evening with us. The Nuts and the Timber Rattlers battling for a third game of six this week up here in Wisconsin. And it is a packed house on a thirsty Thursday here at Neuroscience Group Field. Lugnuts are looking for a bounce back after a disappointing loss yesterday. They fell 13-2. Wisconsin racked up 15 hits yesterday, while Lansing was held to just two runs in one half inning and only three hits. So, Steven Cruz, he pitched well yesterday. Good news, Lugnuts won't have to face him today. He went six innings, giving up just one hit with no runs and seven strikeouts. He's tossed two-hit, one-run baseball over his last two starts, and it was good again yesterday for the Nuts. In the meantime, Ethan Murray had a huge game for Wisconsin. He's back in the eight hole today. Five RBIs, and he had three hits, walked, and also had a sack fly. So he was never retired yesterday as he reached four of the five times, and the other time produced the sack fly. So Nuts will try and keep him in order. Wisconsin scored three runs in the second, one in the third, the fourth, five in the seventh, and three in the eighth before they ended up finishing it out in the ninth with a 13-2 victory. So hopefully the Nuts can find a way to bounce back today. Some tough news, Denzel Clark, and he is down on the COVID list, so we won't see him today. There's been all sorts of transaction changes for the Nuts, so we'll get to all that as this broadcast goes on. We'll go through everybody that's gone to the IL, everybody that's been added to the Nuts, and we will get this game underway. It is expected to start at 6:40 local time here in the Central Time Zone as the Nuts and the Timber Rattlers battle on this Thursday, August 25th. 2022. All right, when we come back, we're going to get the starting lineups as the two managers are out there at home plate exchanging those right now. That's Joe Arolt and Phil Pohl for the Lugnuts and the Timber Rattlers. Game three of six here in Wisconsin this week for the Nuts and the Timber Rattlers. We'll be right back to Neuroscience Group Field, get those starting lineups, and then have the opening pitch in this Thursday evening battle between Wisconsin and Lansing in the Badger State.
U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Just about that time, it's almost Lansing Lugnuts baseball time once again as we're coming up on first pitch in just about 7 minutes here at Neuroscience Group Field at Fox City Stadium in Appleton, Wisconsin. Let's get you the starting lineups for tonight between the Lugnuts and the Timber Rattlers. Beginning with your Nuts at 47-69, 22-28. The Lugnuts will have the birthday boy leading off, Max Muncy, turning 20 today. He's at shortstop. Lawrence Butler returns after going down on the IL July 4th, where he dislocated his elbow in that stolen base attempt against the Loons. He is back hitting second in right field. Jared McDonald swings third and is catching Shane McGuire at first base, batting cleanup. Josh Vaughn right in left field, hitting fifth. Cooper Bowman swings sixth and plays second base. Brian Welbas in center field, hitting seventh. Saheed Valenzuela bats eighth and plays third base. And Hanson Lopez rounds out the order as the DH. That's Muncy, Butler, McDonald, McGuire, Wright, Bowman, Puelvas, Valenzuela, and Lopez. And they're in support of the right-handed Joey Estes, who makes the start tonight for the Nuts. All right, on the other side for the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, even up the series yesterday, one apiece with that 13-2 victory. 60-55 and 24-26 on the year. In his third game on his MLB rehab stint, it's Jace Peterson that leads off, the Milwaukee Brewer, playing third base after DHing yesterday. Jefferson Caro makes his series debut as the DH. Wes Clark swings third and plays first base. Darian Miller is catching, batting cleanup. Joe Gray Jr. is in center field, hitting fifth. Eduardo Garcia swings sixth and plays shortstop. Jose Acosta, right field, batting seventh. Ethan Murray had the big five RBI performance yesterday, batting eighth and playing second. And Rady Mercado is in left field after he had a couple base hits and RBIs knocked in yesterday afternoon's game. Peterson, Caro, Clark, Miller, Gray Jr., Garcia, Acosta, Murray, Mercado, the nine that will line up to face Joey Estes. They will support their right-handed pitcher, Brady Chenuel. Chenuel has pitched well. A recent addition to the starting rotation. Wisconsin needed a guy, and they found success with Chenuel as he gets the ball again today against Joey Estes. So we'll see what Joey Estes can do. His numbers have been up a little bit here in the month of August. He's given up seven home runs in his last four stints, going back to that last game against Great Lakes on July 28th. And then the Loons just touched him up for three home runs and five innings of play last time out on the 18th, a week ago from today. So we'll see if Joey Estes can get back to form outside of really the last four stints here. He'd only given up two home runs in his last seven appearances. So we'll see if the 18th start is back to what we've seen from Joey Estes, the fastball slider changeup mix for the 6'2", 205-pound 20-year-old out of Palmdale, California. Of course, he came over in the trade with the Atlanta Braves in the exchange for first baseman Matt Olson in mid-March. All right, so out of the dugouts come the two teams. Tonight, Wisconsin back in the home whites with the burgundy caps and the Timber Rattler logo in front, Rattlers across their chest, while the Nuts are back in the away blacks, Lansing written across their chest in silver, black caps for the Nuts. It is a little bit chillier of a night here, just above 70 degrees, in and we will send it down to the field where we've got tonight's national anthem. How about that on the trumpet tonight? Well done up there for the national anthem. We are now ready for baseball at Neuroscience Group Field at Fox City Stadium. Adam Jackson with you tonight. Appreciate you stopping in and spending some time with us for game 117 of Lansing Lugnuts baseball. The Nuts, 47 victories, 69 losses. Tighter in the second half at 22-28. While Wisconsin, 60-55 and 24-26. Lansing took game one 4-3. Wisconsin, yesterday's matinee, they won 13-2. So the rubber match before we play three more games this weekend with these six-game sets. We'll be back here tomorrow, 6:40, followed by Saturday's 6:40 start, and then a 1:10 first pitch, all local time here in the Central Time Zone. But to start it off tonight, the 9 for the Nuts, Max Muncy, Lawrence Butler, Jared McDonald, Shane McGuire, Joshua Wright, Cooper Bowman, Brian Duelvas, Saheed Valenzuela, and Hanson Lopez. A few different lineups for Phil Pohl. He's trying to maneuver, unfortunately, around a COVID outbreak throughout the Lugnuts here, and they finally got their lineup all settled. Brought in a new piece in Lawrence Butler as he returns. And a couple new pitchers as well have been added to the roster. We'll get through all those transactions. But the Lugnuts will take on Brady Shanuel, the right-hander, who is warming up on the hill from Swansea, Illinois. 27th rounder in 2018 out of Iowa gets the baseball tonight. And he has been excellent of late. In July, four games pitched. Two starts. This is his third straight start. 11 2/3 innings pitched, giving up seven hits, just one run, with seven walks and 12 strikeouts. Into the box steps Max Muncy, and here's tonight's first pitch. It's up high, ball one. First pitch coming at 6:41 here in Appleton. Second pitch to Max. That's in there, strike one. The 20th birthday tonight for Max Muncy. August 25th, 2022. No longer a teenager. The pitch lifted out to left field, and he's on with a base hit as he gets just his second hit in this series. And the birthday boy starts the game off right. How about that for Max? He had been struggling in this series. He had four strikeouts yesterday, two the day before. But he's aboard, delivering. And Lansing will try and get off to an early start. Game time temp, 71 degrees on a chilly night in Appleton. Now here's Lawrence Butler. Welcome back. Law, the pitch. That's in there, strike one. Lawrence went down with that dislocated elbow in his successful stolen base against the Loons back on July 4th. And honestly, we didn't expect to see him the rest of the year. It looked pretty serious, but give him a lot of credit. He's rehabbed. He stint down in the Arizona Complex League and now back up with the Nuts. tonight. The pitch up high. One ball, one strike on Lawrence. Had a great season, the 22-year-old and 15th-rated prospect by MLB Pipeline in the A's org. Bats from the left side as he stirs the bat in front of him. The pitch, there goes Muncy. Throw is down low, and the throw back to second is late, and Max Muncy has a swipe of second base. So that'll work for the Nuts, being aggressive here tonight. Just the second swipe this year for Muncy, and he gets in scoring position right away for Lawrence Butler. Ball didn't get there in time for Eduardo Garcia. Muncy's already dirtied the front of those gray pants. Lugnuts with the black batting helmets, black alternate jerseys, and gray trousers tonight. The pitch home.
I don't know, I just yell.
That's on the outside part of the plate, and it's three balls and a strike. And we know with Lawrence, he's struck out a fair amount of times, but he has walked the most for the Nuts as well. 34 walks, 92 strikeouts for Lawrence. 3-1. Way outside, ball four, and Butler is aboard. First two have reached in the top of the first for Lansing against Brady Chanuel. Now it's Jared McDonald that steps to the plate. First pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. McDonald batting 232, playing in his 73rd game this year, which is most in the active roster for the Nuts. 28 runs batted in, 11 doubles, 9 home runs. Next offering, that's in there and he's behind, no balls, two strikes. Jared's been sitting on that 9 home run mark for nearly a month now. You're going to go back to July 27th. Lugnuts are still waiting for their first home run in this series. Got two on with nobody out in the top of the first tonight. The righty's pitch. Bouncing ball towards short. Backs up Garcia. Throws to second for one. Back to first. And Murray finds Clark for a double play. Two away. Muncy is able to get over to third base on the double play.
Clean up here is first baseman, number 21, Shane McGuire.
So now it'll be up to Shane McGuire as he tries to come through. The pitch. That's on the outside corner, strike one. McGuire batting 246 with a home run and five driven in. Muncy at third, two away. The pitch. Way up high and outside. One ball and one strike. McGuire excellent at the plate. Does not chase pitches. 17 walks, just 11 strikeouts. Talk to him about his strikeout yesterday. Got called looking. He was disputing it. Didn't think it was in the zone. The pitch. That's up high outside. If there's one guy that you trust with his knowledge of the zone, it's this man. He's had more walks consistently than strikeouts going back to his college days at San Diego. And now up here with the Nuts showcasing it as well. Next offering. Just wide, and it's three balls and a strike. And Chanuel in danger of walking his second batter in this half inning. And double play really hurt the Nuts. Rolling well with the first two reaching. Next offering. Outside ball four. It's a five-pitch walk. And McGuire is on first. And they're at the corners now with two outs.
And the first time, here comes our package.
So it's going to be Josh Juan Wright time. See if Josh Juan can deliver against the former Iowa Hawkeye, Brady Chanuel. 264 average for Josh Juan as he digs in from the right side. Pitch one, down low, ball one. 67th game for Wright, three triples this year, tied for most on this Nuts team. Also has 10 doubles, 19 knocked in, 14 walks, 38 strikeouts for the 5'6", Joshuan Wright. 1-0 offering. That's up high. Two balls, no strikes. And that's six straight that have missed the zone from Shanuel. Told you, he's been really good of late. One of the things, though, has been the walks. Seven walks here in the month of August. Next pitch slides in on the outside corner. 2-1. His ERA sitting at 3.5 this year, but in the month of August, through four appearances, at ERA under one. And he started his last two. The pitch up high. Three balls and a strike. It's his 27th appearance and just his third start, but it's his third consecutive start. Again, they moved him from the bullpen to the starting rotation just because they needed an extra arm, and he'd been eating up a lot of innings out of the pen. He throws. In there, strike two. And it's a full count on Joshuan Wright. Max Muncy is at third. Shane McGuire is at first. Shadows already covering the majority of the infield outside of the top side of the dirt over between first and second. 3-2 pitch. Lifted out to shallow right field. Long run. Acosta coming in, loses his cap, stops, makes the catch. And that's going to do it. Nuts put three on base with a base hit and a couple of walks, but they're able to get nothing thanks to a double play and a flyout. We will head to the bottom of the first. Nothing for Lansing. Wisconsin coming to the plate when we come back to Appleton.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
To the bottom of the first we go in Appleton, Wisconsin. No score between the Nuts and the Rattlers. And it's Joey Estes' time as he will face Chase Peterson, Jefferson Kiro, and Wes Clark to open up this game. The 32-year-old making a rehab stint from the Brewers. 2-for-6 in this series with a couple of doubles. His first pitch tonight. It's on the outside corner from Estes. Strike one. Joey making his 18th start for the Nuts. Fastball, slider, and a changeup coming over in the trade with Matt Olson back in mid-March with the Braves. The 0-1. Kick back off the netting. No balls, two strikes. Lansing defensively with Joshuan Wright in left, Brian Puelbas patrolling center, and Lawrence Butler back in right. Saheed Valenzuela, Max Muncy up the left side of the diamond, although they're shifted towards second for this first at-bat. The pitch slides outside. One ball, two strikes. Saheed playing more of a shortstop position, and Max about two or three steps to the left of second on the cut of the grass. Cooper Bowman and Shane McGuire on the right side of the diamond with Jared McDonald behind the plate. The pitch, swing and a miss. Peterson chased it wide. That's the third straight time that the Lugnut starter has struck out Jace Peterson to open the game. How about that? The Milwaukee Brewer utility man down on strikes. Yesterday, Christian Fernandez did it to him in the opening at bat. And the day before, Grant Holman did it to him in the opening at bat of Tuesday's game. Here's Jefferson Caro from the right side. The pitch home. Lifted deep. Left field side, but tailing foul as that heads to the left field berm. Strike one on Caro. DH tonight. 241 average. Playing in just his eighth game with Wisconsin. Three runs, seven hits so far. One double. Two driven in. The pitch. Popped up in the infield. Left side is second. It's Cooper Bowman that comes over and calls off Muncy. A few steps to the left of the bag. Two outs. Umpires tonight, Kevin Levine behind the plate, Justin Juska in the field.
Number 28, Wes Clark.
And Wes Clark stands in the way of a perfect first inning for Joey Estes. Gets the ball for an 18th time record, 2-6. ERA sits at 5.3 coming into tonight. Estes with that left arm sleeve tattoo throws in and catches the corner. Strike one with the slider. 73 innings pitched for Estes this year. He's allowed 16 home runs. Again, we told you those numbers up with 7 home runs in his last 4 starts. See how he does tonight against the Rattlers. Next pitch. Slider away. 1-1. 77 strikeouts, 28 walks. Opponents batting 270 against Estes. Works from the stretch. But the base is clear. The pitch. Hard hit foul. Third base side. 1-2. 6'2", 205-pound, 20-year-old Joey Estes, number 13 for the Nuts. Those long, curly locks coming out of the back of his black Lug Nuts hat. Wes Clark digs back in, has had a good series against the Nuts, a couple of big swings. The pitch home. Slider just off the outside edge. Good pitch, and Clark somehow took it for ball two. Clark, the right-handed 6'2", 230-pound Virginia native. The 10th round selection last year by the Brewers. The pitch. That's popped back. And it remains 2 balls, 2 strikes. Clark 4 for 8 in this series with a couple of doubles. He's driven in 4. Walked once, a couple of strikeouts. Rattlers had a big game yesterday offensively. Next offering, slider cut off the netting. With that big 13-run, 15-hit performance, Timber Rattlers came into this third game batting 288. As a team against Nuts pitching. Next offering. In there with the slider called. Strike three. 2 strikeouts for Estes. 1 looking, 1 swinging. And a perfect first inning. Let's head to the second. No score between the Nuts and the Rattlers in Appleton, Wisconsin.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
To the second we move in Appleton, Wisconsin. No score between the Nuts and the Timber Rattlers after one inning of play. Adam Jackson with you tonight on a chillier Thursday evening. Chillier as we sit around 70 degrees. First pitch of the second is outside. Ball one to Cooper Bowman. Second baseman tonight for Lansing. His 21st game after the trade with New York. The pitch in there on the inside corner. Strike one. Bowman batting 100 with the Nuts, or 210 rather. That pitch shoots in. Strike two. One home run, three driven in. OPS sits at 501 for Cooper Bowman, the right-handed 6 foot, 205-pound, 22-year-old from Rapid City, San Diego. Played his college ball at Louisville. Next pitch just off the outer edge. Two balls, two strikes. Wondered what it might be like. Remember, Lawrence Butler wore number one at the beginning of the season before going on the IL. The pitch lifted out to right center field. Ray Jr. coming over, and it's the right fielder Acosta that makes it, but the two ran into each other, at least their mitts did. Ray Jr. got a little ambitious there. And the first out goes to the right fielder, despite Gray Jr. coming over there. Anyway, with Bowman, he wears number one. So Lawrence Butler had to get a new number after coming back. He wears number 12. First pitch, that's high and inside. Ball one to Brian Buelbas. No score in the top of the second. Beautiful cloud coverage above us already. Thick cumulus clouds tonight. The pitch popped up. That's back and headed our way. And right off the rooftop, fans waiting. Will it come down? I got bad news. It's not coming down. The pitch. It's up high, inside. A very perturbed fan in his Green Bay Packers outfit. Was hoping that one would come back down. We're just about 30 minutes southwest of Green Bay. The pitch. That's outside with a slider. Three balls and a strike. Packer fans excited. Aaron Rodgers is back. And football is just around the corner. 3-1. That's on the inside corner. Strike two. Welbas called back by Kevin Levine as he took a couple of steps towards first base. So we'll go with the payoff pitch. Max Muncy singled to lead off the game. Lugnuts trying to get their second straight leadoff man on. The pitch. Hit out to left field on a line and down for a base hit. So they do have another base hit in this second inning. Not the leadoff man. Cooper Bowman just flied out, but their second straight half inning with a base hit. Brian Buelbas, that pretty motion, sliding forward and coming through. Good hip rotation, knocks it out to left field. And Buelbas is aboard with his 36th hit this year. Quick throw back to first. Nearly got him leaning the tag from Clark, and Buelbas just in safely. Eurybio Angeles is the first base coach tonight for the Nuts, at least in this second inning. Phil Pohl, a first-year manager over at third. First pitch too tall for Saheed Valenzuela. If we know anything about Eurybio Angeles, he's going to be messing with Wes Clark all night long. He loves to have fun with his opponents he sees on the bases. The pitch, that's outside. Two balls, no strikes. Nothing to nothing, our score in the top of the second. Nuts trying to change that with one on and one out. Angeles got that long pink sleeve on his left arm. Pink and black shoes. There's a throw back to first, and that gets away from Clark and goes over towards the tarp. Buelbas is headed to second. He's rounding second and heading to third. Here comes the throw. It two hops late over to Jace Peterson. It's a throwing error, and Wisconsin has allowed the Lugnuts to take two bases on the mistake. And Buelbas is now at third base. He had plenty of time. He was more of a sprinting jog there to get to second and then look back to see that he had time to get to third. Wisconsin, they did win yesterday, but they've stayed consistent with multiple errors in the first two games. They had two Tuesday and three yesterday in their win. One here today. The pitch up high. Three balls, no strikes to Valenzuela. Infield has drawn in for Wisconsin. Peterson, Garcia, Murray, and Clark all on the touch of the infield grass. Buelbas at third, one away. 3-0. Outside, ball four. Third walk already issued by Brady Chanuel. And again, the Nuts have runners at the corners. So Hanson Lopez with an opportunity here. Lopez has just two RBIs in eight games. A chance to knock in Buelbas, though. Infield now goes back for the Timber Rattlers. The pitch just misses the inside corner. Ball one. No score. Top two at Neuroscience Group Field. Sun has gone down, and the shadows covering the entire diamond already. The pitch home. Down low. That's outside. Two balls. No strikes, and Miller now going to head out there. As that's six straight balls thrown to the 8-9 hitters, Valenzuela and Lopez. Right now, Chanuel in danger of walking his fourth batter already in the first two innings. Well, we told you a lot of roster moves today for the Nuts and a lot of additions. Mentioned welcome back to Lawrence Butler. Great to see. And how about the pitchers? Mason Miller, we just talked about his rehab stint a couple of days ago in the ACL. A pitch, that's in there, strike one. Through two innings, got five strikeouts. He was throwing 100-plus. Miller, he was the third-rounder last year out of Gardner-Webb, so he joins the Nuts. The pitch, there goes a shot just inside the third baseline. Running to second was Valenzuela, so they have to make the throw to first. Peterson does. He gets Lopez, but that brings in Brian Buelbas, and it's 1-0 Lansing in the second. Third RBI for Hanson Lopez on the ground out to third. So the Nuts strike first, and Valenzuela in scoring position because he was running on the pitch. For Max Muncy, 20-year-old stirs the bat behind his helmet. The pitch, outside corner, strike one. So Mason Miller joins the squad after being down on the IL for 60 days. TJ Sizz and Micah Dallas received from the Arizona Complex League draft picks this year by the A's, the first that have made it to Lansing. The pitch, swing and a miss from Muncy. No balls, two strikes. Sizz, 21-year-old, was the 12th-round selection. And Dallas, 22 as well, was the 8th-rounder from A&M. The pitch popped out to right field, high in the sky. Playable for Acosta towards the line. And just a step in foul territory makes the catch. And that's going to do it for this second inning. The top half, that is. But the Nuts do get a run, thanks to a base hit from Buelbas and an error from Chanuel. They're able to score a run on the RBI ground out from Hanson Lopez. 1-0 Nuts. We'll tell you more about the transactions today for the Lugs when we return for the bottom of the second at Neuroscience Group Field.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Bottom of the second, Lansing now leading 1-0 as Joey Estes comes back out against Darian Miller, Joe Gray Jr., and Eduardo Garcia. First pitch of the second from the righty Estes. Swing and a miss. Changeup, and Miller swings right through it. Catcher tonight for the Timber Rattlers from Clovis, California. Ninth round selection in 2019. Estes really good in that first inning with two strikeouts. Next pitch, fastball jumps in, strike two. Estes was the low A East pitcher of the year last year with the Augusta Green Jackets and the strikeout leader, 127 Ks. What a great season he had. Caught the A's eye. The pitch, that comes in. Ooh, did that hit Miller? Yes, it did. Good news is it looked like it got him on the elbow guard. That's why we had that loud crack. Bad news. That's a base runner against Estes after he was up 0-2. And it did. Got him right on that front elbow guard. ERA last year for Estes, under 3, 2.91. Opponents batted 184 against him and a whip under 1. All really good numbers for the right-handed 20-year-old Joey Estes. The pitch popped up out of play. Strike 1 to Joe Gray Jr. And Estes has flashed some high strikeout numbers this year at times. He's got 7 strikeouts in 3 different outings. Most recently against Great Lakes, he did it in 3 innings. 2 strikeouts tonight. Just allowed his first base runner. 1-0 Nuts, bottom 2. The pitch. It's on the outside corner. No balls, 2 strikes. It is Jurassic Park night on this Thirsty Thursday. So all of the Timber Rattlers have their safari hats on the video board. The pitch, that's belted out to left field. Wright going back. He's at the wall and has room to make the catch. The wall doubles with the signage out there about 20 feet tall in left. And Wright was back about a step from it to make that catch. Joe Gray Jr. just missed his 15th home run this season. Eduardo Garcia, they've also got the flannels. You got to go all out for Jurassic Park night. So flannels and safari hats for all the players up on the video board. Eduardo Garcia takes a first pitch fastball inside and low. Ball one. 70-degree night just after 7 o'clock in the Central Time Zone out in Wisconsin. 1-0 Nuts in the second. The pitch. Fastball. Outside. 2 balls, no strikes. Jared McDonald catching the balls and strikes tonight for the Nuts. Let's talk to him today about playing first base. He said he really enjoys playing first base. He's only done it a few times this year. 2-0. Lifted out to right center field. Butler over to his right, makes the catch waist high, and there's 2 outs. First grab for Lawrence Butler since coming back. As he makes his first start since that July 4th injury to his elbow. Interesting that McDonald actually said he utilizes those ground balls And those one hoppers that come to him at first, that helps him with his catching, he said. I thought maybe it'd be the other way around, that catching might help him at first base, but he said no. Runner takes off for second. Throw down from McDonald is late. A great jump from Miller, and he swipes the bag. Ball was down low, so 1-0 on Acosta. Righty on lefty, Estes to Acosta. Twisted back, foul. One ball, one strike. 1-0 Nuts in the second. Estes' pitch. Swatted back, foul, and it remains one ball, two strikes. So Joey trying to keep the Timber Rattlers off the board. Tying run at second base. Lansing, for the second time in this series, has struck first. The first time they won that opener 4-3. Trying to do that again tonight. Take a 2-1 series lead. The pitch just off the outer edge with the changeup. 2-2. Deep breath for Estes as he tucks that glove in front of his left shoulder. Kind of a bow and arrow motion with his elbow pointed out. Steps off the hill. Curly locks coming out of that black lid with Luggy the Lugnut logo in front. Chin strap, beard around his face. From the stretch, he comes set. Pitches. Swing and a miss on a slider low and in. Scooped up in the dirt by McDonald. Throws to first, and McGuire catches to complete the strikeout. Third K tonight for Joey Estes, and he keeps the HBP and Darian Miller at second base and preserves the Nuts lead. We're off to the third, 1-0 Lansing in Wisconsin.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
We go to the third inning, cruising along here in Wisconsin at Neuroscience Group Field. Adam Jackson joining you tonight and this week for Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. The halfway point of this first road trip. Lugnuts will go home and then head back out to South Bend on Tuesday for six more games on the road before they come back against Dayton to wrap up their final homestand and their final six games of the year. Here's Lawrence Butler to lead off the third. The pitch, outside, ball one. Butler back from the IL. He had a great start to his year, the 22-year-old and 15th-rated prospect. The pitch, swatted back. One ball, one strike. He walked in his opening at bat. 263, 351, and 442 is slash line with 15 doubles, 3 triples, 8 home runs, and 10 steals through the first 69 games. Next pitch up high, 2-1. He was really starting to just get hot. And then that injury came at the most inopportune time. The pitch. outside, 3-1. Second time that Chanuel has gotten behind Butler, 3-1. Lawrence walked in the first at bat. Can he do it again? Ready throws. Up high outside, and it's ball four, and Butler is on for a second time via the walk. Walk number 35 and 36, which leads the Nuts. We mentioned Micah Dallas and TJ Sizz, along with Mason Miller added. Lawrence Butler is back. The Nuts have deactivated Joe Demers and Daniel Martinez as they are placed on the temporarily inactive list. Denzel Clark is also on the COVID IL, as we mentioned. The pitch, that's inside, down low, ball one to Jared McDonald. And then pitcher Shohei Tomioka and Johnny Butler also on COVID IL as of yesterday, as it fights its way through the Nuts clubhouse, unfortunately. The pitch, a little bit high, two balls, no strikes. That was today, kind of behind the scenes. Phil Poole wrote up the lineup three different times. We had a lineup this afternoon at around noon, then got one later. Throwback to first, Butler there in time at around 4 or 5 o'clock, and then one more change came, just trying to shuffle things around and make sure they had guys that were available to play tonight. But got the 9 there, and we're ready to go. The pitch. Butler takes off for second. Throw is up high. Toss down to second is late as Butler gets that right foot in. He is off and back to his old ways, getting on with a walk and then swiping a bag. And for Lawrence Butler, that's his 11th stolen base this year. It's like he never left. See if he tries to go for third. 2-0 count, though. A 3-0 count, though, and the pitch from Chanuel, and he fell down. So a balk, and Butler will be granted third. Chanuel just slipped on the come home. That is very rare to see, but lost his footing. So Butler won't need to steal third, and now the infield draws in with nobody out. And a 3-0 count to Jared McDonald. Lugnuts trying to double up their lead and take a 2-0 advantage. Chanuel's pitch. On the outside corner, strike one. McDonald grounded into that 6-4-3 double play in his first at bat. A 3-1. On the outside corner, strike two. Nuts looked promising in the first inning, got a base hit, and then the walk from Butler, and then the double play came, and they left two runners stranded on. Scored in the second, trying to score here in the third. Payoff pitch coming to Jared McDonald. Sliced foul up over the netting and pops down to Craig Conklin in the Lugnuts dugout. Tried to squeeze it with his bare hand. It popped out, but it sticks around in the Nuts dugout up that first baseline. Big crowd on hand tonight for Jurassic Park night and a thirsty Thursday. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, and McDonald's down. He's ahead, three balls, no strikes, and Chanuel came right back and got him, pumped the zone. First strikeout tonight for the right-hander. And the first out in this third inning. Chanuel, the 27th rounder in 2018 out of Iowa. That actually the third time that he was drafted, as Milwaukee took him in 2018. The A's actually drafted him prior. The pitch up high, ball one to Shane McGuire. Oakland took him 36th in the 36th round in 2016, and then the Phillies selected him in the 20th round in 2017. He eventually would sign in 2018. Next pitch up high, two balls and no strikes. So he improved his stock from the 36th round, but the Phillies tried to take him in the 20th. He goes the next year in the 27th round. Started at Parkland Community College, then transferred to Iowa. The pitch, sliced back off the netting from McGuire. Two balls and a strike on the lefty. Shane with a 246 average. 5 RBIs on the year. Lawrence Butler is at third. Lugnuts would love to push this lead to 2-0. Infield remains in for the Timber Rattlers. The pitch. Sliced out to left field, deep. Mercado going over and back makes the catch. Butler will score without a throw. It's a sack fly for McGuire. Lansing leads 2-0. That's exactly what you want right there. Hit it deep. Butler's got great speed. Didn't need it there. So Lawrence draws the walk, gets the steal, comes to third on the balk, and scores on the sack fly. So bases clear with 2 outs, 2-0 Nuts in the third. Here's Joshuan Wright, the pitch. Inner half of the plate, ball one as it was a little bit too tall for the 5'6 righty, Joshuan Wright, 195-pound, 21-year-old from Panama. Takes pitch two way up high. 2 balls, no strikes. Been erratic tonight for the right-hander, Brady Chanuel. Steps back, lifts the leg, and throws. Popped up, shallow center field. Coming in is Gray Jr. Now sprinting to his left, it's the right fielder Acosta that makes the catch. And that'll do it for Lansing. They do get the walk, and Butler, after stealing second and getting the third on the balk, scores on the sack fly from McGuire. 2-0 Nuts, last of the third, coming up from Appleton, Wisconsin.
What you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Nick Bertoia. I'm the corporate sales manager here with the Lansing Lugnuts. If you're a business looking to plan a fun outing to reward employees, treat clients, and build team morale, give me a call at 517-827-2598 to talk more about our great group venues. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball. Go Nuts.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
All right, how about these Lansing Lugnuts up 2-0 in the third game of 6 this week up in Appleton, Wisconsin. Appreciate you stopping in with your Thursday afternoon. I should say Thursday evening. Yesterday was the afternoon. Played a night game on Tuesday. Matinee yesterday and back for night games the rest of the week until the matinee on Sunday. Joey Estes back on the hill and his first pitch to Ethan Murray. Throws. In there, strike one. Murray had a day yesterday. 5 RBIs. He reached 4 times, and the 5th time had a sack fly. Goodness. Second pitch. The Duke Blue Devil takes the slider away. 1-1. Murray yesterday came up his first at-bat, bases loaded, cleared him with a double. Then an RBI walk, base hit, sack fly, and then another single. The pitch, swing and a miss on that slider. 1-2 against Joey Estes. Murray, 6-foot, 200-pounder. 22-year-old waits for the 20-year-old's pitch. Here it is. Slider away. 2-2. So far for Estes, he hit Darian Miller in the second after being up 0-2. That's the only base runner he's allowed. The pitch. On the ground, left side, Muncy to his left, spins, throws to first, up the line. McGuire came off the bag initially, but then toe-tapped with that left foot and found it and got it down before Murray got to the bag. Got a little dicey there, but the 20-year-old put it close enough to McGuire, and He was able to find the bag before Ethan Murray made it to first base. Justin Juska was all over it. Joe Arolt, the manager for Wisconsin, over there talking with Juska, didn't like the call and didn't agree with it. So he's having a conversation with Juska. Arolt looking frustrated. But the call will stand. The Lugnuts leading 2-0 in this third inning. Estes' pitch home. Brady Mercado shows bunt, takes it outside, ball one. Next pitch, down low, two balls, no strikes. Estes sets in front of him against the lefty, Mercado throws home. Swing and a miss, got him with the fastball, strike one. Joey has not been behind many batters tonight, just two. With 2-0 counts, trying to work back. Next offering, kicked back off the netting, and it's two balls, two strikes, right back into the count. Estes turns and throws. High hopping ball towards second. Charging is Bowman. Throws on the run. McGuire snatches. And there's out number two. Good infield work from the left and right side of the diamond to get the bottom two of the card here in the third. So now it's the 32-year-old Jace Peterson. The pitch home. On the ground, weakly rolled to first. Backhanded by McGuire. Underhand toss. Estes covers, touches the bag with the right foot. And that is well done for Joey Estes. He has successfully gone through the order one time and only allowed an HBP. He gets the big leaguer for a second time. The Lugs are looking good as we head to the fourth. It's 2-0 Nuts in Appleton.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Playing well as we bring you back for the fourth inning from Wisconsin up here in Appleton. 2-0, Lugnuts leading. And our first pitching change tonight as Zach Morton will take over. for Brady Shanuel. Only gave up the two runs, but walked four batters and had a lot of traffic through the first few innings. Here's Cooper Bowman. First pitch, popped up, shallow right center field. Murray backpedaling from second, comes over to his left, reaches above his head, and the second baseman makes the catch with the first down. Now here's Saeed, or Brian Puelbas, takes a first pitch strike. Next offering. That's in there. Strike two. Two to nothing Nuts, top four. Zach Mort works, standing tall on the hill. Turns and throws. Way up and outside. Ball one to Puelbas, who had a base hit and then scored the Nuts' first run. Pickoff attempt at first base from Shanuel, and it got away. And Puelbas ended up at third. Hanson Lopez then knocked him in. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Slider low in the dirt. Puelbas chased. First strikeout for Mort. Just the second strikeout for the Nuts. Zach Mort, the 6-foot, 215-pounder from Chesterfield, Virginia, signed as a minor league free agent in 2021. Now faces Saeed Valenzuela, who swings at the first pitch, strike one. Two outs, bags clear, top four, 2-0 Nuts. It was January 14th last year that the Brewers signed Mort as a minor league free agent. The pitch. Fastball, too wide, 1-1. He was originally drafted by the Cubs in the eighth round in 2018 out of George Mason. The pitch, swing and a miss from Valenzuela, 1-2. We remember Zach Mort. He was a South Bend Cub. Remember, he was a part of the Midwest League Championship. The Cubs won in 2019. Last year, the Nuts were affiliated with the Toronto Blue Jays with no season in 2020 and moved to the A's in 2021. Next pitch, breaking ball called, strike three on the outside corner. Good location for Mort, and he gets an easy 1-2-3-4th with a looking and swinging strikeout of Puelbas and Valenzuela. Home half of the fourth is next. Lugnuts 2, Rattlers none.
What you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Nick Bertoia. I'm the corporate sales manager here with the Lansing Lugnuts. If you're a business looking to plan a fun outing to reward employees, treat clients, and build team morale, give me a call at 517-827-2598 to talk more about our great group venues. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball. Go Nuts.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Back here for the bottom of the fourth Thanks for joining us tonight. Lugnuts in front, 2-0. Jefferson Caro steps to the box. And the pitch. That's in there. Strike one. Slider low in the zone to Joey Estes, or from Joey Estes to Jefferson Caro. Flied out to second in his first at bat. Next pitch. Low and outside. 1-1. Estes has looked good. 40 pitches tonight. 27 in the zone. 3 strikeouts. HBP is the only base runner he's allowed. Next pitch. Popped up in the infield. High fly ball right side of the diamond. Shane McGuire comes sprinting in. Foul territory. Peels off to his left and makes the catch in front of the Lugnuts dugout for the first down. That one was a mile high from Jefferson Caro. And now Jared McDonald threw off his mask. And he's getting looked at by Jake Ruthier out there. I don't know if it's a contact issue or what's going on. But Phil Pohl is out there as well. So, looks like he's all right. Wes Clark gives him a little tap to say, hey, would he stick it out, stay in the game? Clark knows about that. The catcher on the other side. He's playing first base tonight, but catches as well for the Timber Rattlers. 2-0 Nuts, bottom four. First pitch to the hulking righty. Comes in tight as he backs up out of the way. He struck out looking in his first at-bat. Driven in 4 in this series, 4-for-9 against the Nuts. But Estes has shut this lineup down tonight. The pitch. That slides in, bottom of the zone, strike one. It's been a little bit different from yesterday's game. 13 runs, 15 hits against Nuts pitching. Today, no runs, no hits. And an error as well for the Timber Rattlers. Lansing with 2 runs, 2 hits, no errors. The pitch, fastball away. Estes disappointed he missed the zone there. He is in control. We've seen a couple of really good starts from Joey, and he's putting one together right now. Wes Clark leans back as he waits for the 2-1. The pitch popped up right field. Bowman points up, and Lawrence Butler behind him comes in, makes the catch, and there's 2 away. Well, that's smart by me, but I'm still going to try and sneak trivia in the bottom of the fourth. It's Max Muncy's birthday, and that's both Max Muncy's. The Max Muncy that was drafted in 2012 by the A's, and Max Muncy that was drafted in 2021 by the A's. So we have to have a Max Muncy question. Here's Darian Miller from the left side. The pitch, that comes inside, ball one. We're going to make it Max Muncy 1.0, so Max Muncy 2.0 with the Lugs. He's turning 20 today. Max Muncy drafted in 2012 with the Dodgers, now turning 32. So happy birthday to both Maxes. The 1-0. On the ground, hard hit, one hop, and it eats up McGuire, but he grabs it, touches the base, and that is the third and final out. Well, I just previewed. We'll give you the trivia question when we come back. Joey Estes is working way too efficiently to mess around here. He gets through the heart of the order. 1-2-3. Lansing in front, 2-0 as we push to the fifth in Appleton, Wisconsin.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager learning the lingo.
Today, I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
On to the fifth we go in Appleton, Wisconsin, 2-0. Nuts in front as the crowd stands and cheers for some T-shirts that are getting thrown out. Nuts have stolen the show so far. Hanson Lopez, Max Muncy 2.0, and Lawrence Butler coming up in this fifth inning against Zach Mort, the former Chicago Cub and the former South Bend Cub in the Midwest League. Now with the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers in the Brewers org. Had an effortless fourth inning, his first inning tossed. Fly ball and a couple strikeouts. First pitch, that's up high, ball one. All right, so try to get to the trivia question. Joey Estes said, we're not having any of that in the fourth, so we'll give it to you here in the fifth. Lopez, open stance, RBI ground out in his first at bat. The pitch, on the bottom of the zone, strike one. Max Muncy's birthdays today, both of them. August 25th, 2022. One turning 32, the other turning 20. The pitch, swing and a miss. Strike two. A question dealing with Max Muncy, the big leaguer that was drafted in 2012. He came up with the A's a few years later. Who did he hit his first home run against? What pitcher? The pitch, bounced foul. Third base side. 1-2. Who did Max Muncy, the 32-year-old and current big leaguer, hit his first major league home run against? Which pitcher? That is tonight's trivia question. Send in your responses at Adam Jaxa on Twitter, ADAMJAKSA. Love to hear from you. See if you can get this one right. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Lopez chased it up and out of the zone. Three straight strikeouts for Mort. One down in the fifth.
Number one, strike one. And firmly twice.
You may be able to write into the email as well. Jesse might relay to us since he's monitoring the emails, but try and send it to the Twitter. Give us your answer at Adam Jaxa for tonight's trivia question. Here is Max Muncy 2.0. It swings and lines a ball to right field. Second hit tonight for the birthday boy. And the 20-year-old is on with one out in the fifth. Well, Muncy had racked up six strikeouts through the first two games. Really wasn't looking comfortable at the plate. But he's playing well tonight. He's put everything in play. Has a steal, has two hits. This guy's been pretty good as well in his return. Lawrence Butler, a couple of walks, a stolen base, and a run scored. Steps in from the left side against the lefty Moore. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. Should say the righty, Zach Mort. Out of Chesterfield, Virginia. A few different guys from Virginia on this Timber Rattler roster. Wart from the stretch, comes home. In there, strike two, bottom of the zone. First time Lawrence has had two strikes in him and an at bat tonight. Wes Clark, we mentioned, from Virginia. Ethan Murray is a Virginia native. So there's a few of them on this roster. Next offering, up high. One ball, two strikes. Butler wearing number 12 in his second stint with the Nuts this year. He's on the opening day roster and spent some time with Lansing at the end of last year. He caught fire at the end of 2021. He's been here all season long before the injury on July 4th, but back up after his rehab. 1-2. Swinging a tapper off of home plate. High bounces foul first base side. And it remains one ball, two strikes on Lawrence Butler. Waves the bat in front of him. Neon green tape on the grip of the handle. Throw back to first. Butler has that high red ankle guard on his front right foot. And he's got the sliding mitt sticking out of his back pocket. It's also red. Black batting helmet, black uniforms, gray pants tonight. Muncy got back to first and then slipped on the bag. And Wes Clark thought that he was out. Muncy didn't come off the bag, though, according to bases umpire Justin Juska. That was an awkward get back there. Oh, that was very close. Muncy did come off the bag, but got his left foot back on it, looked like, before Clark applied the tag. Great job by him. The pitch home. Swing and a miss, and Clark is gone on strikes. First time he's been retired tonight. That's four strikeouts for Moore. So now it's Jared McDonald that comes up. 2-0 Nuts in the top of the fifth. Another check on Muncy. Got this deal earlier in this game, his second this year with Lansing. By the way, a couple of defensive changes. They swapped around. Jace Peterson was at third. He's now in right. Jose Acosta, who is in right, is at second. And Ethan Murray is at third. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. Let me get that right again. Acosta was in right. He's at second. Ethan Murray was at second. He's at third. And Peterson from third to right. So those are the defensive changes for Wisconsin. Rady Mercado in left, Joe Gray Jr. in center, Jace Peterson in right. Now the outfield alignment. 0-1, swing and a tapper by McDonald. That's foul. It goes off his foot. No balls, two strikes. Ethan Murray at third, Eduardo Garcia at short, Jose Acosta second, Wes Clark at first, and Darian Miller behind the plate. The Timber Rattlers having some fun with Jared McDonald's last name, as many visiting minor league spots have done throughout his career. See if he can put one in play here. Down 0-2, though. The pitch. There goes Muncy. It's down low. Throw to second. Too tall and late. Muncy has his second swipe tonight. What a night for the birthday boy. Two hits, two steals. Lansing now with 109 stolen bases this year. It's the third straight game that they've had multiple swipes against Wisconsin in this series. Phil Pohl staying aggressive with his base runners. And now Jared McDonald, an opportunity to knock in a third run. Three hits tonight. It would take a fourth. Muncy gets a huge lead on second and then scurries back to the bag as Mort turns around. Jose Acosta meeting Muncy at second base and having a fun word with the 20-year-old. Those two sharing a laugh. Well, Max wasn't really laughing. The pitch down low. Max Muncy's locked in. When it's game time, he doesn't mess around. And there's a difference between a guy like Eurybio Anjeles, who likes to toy with his own teammates, the competitors against him out there on the base paths. And then there's Max Muncy, who's just straight locked in during games. The pitch, swing and a miss. That went down in the dirt. And then the tag from Miller as McDonald was trying to scurry to first base. Five strikeouts now for Moore. He does give up the base hit to Muncy, but he's stranded at second after the swipe. And we head to the home half of the fifth. Lansing in front 2-0 over the Timber Rattlers of Wisconsin.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
T-shirt time here in the bottom of the fifth. These Timber Rattler fans having something to cheer about on the field. They haven't had much. It's been a dominating performance for the Nuts so far, but still only a two-run game, 2-0 Nuts. Joey Estes has no hit. The Rattlers through four. Now he comes up for the fifth. He's allowed just an HBP, had three strikeouts, and he has looked dominant. First pitch, that's down low, ball one to Joe Gray Jr. Estes' lowest hit total has been three this year, a couple different times. The pitch home. That's in there, strike one. I should correct that. He had back-to-back performances against West Michigan and Fort Wayne, where he pitched two and three innings, giving up just two hits. But when it gets to a lengthier outing, he's gone three hit a couple of times. Next pitch down low, two and one. We mentioned Estes, he's given up 17 runs in his last four outings. He's looked much better tonight. Pitch home. Drops down low. Three balls and a strike. He pitched pretty well against West Michigan a few starts ago. Went five innings, gave up five hits, one run with a strikeout. The one run was a home run. 2-0 Nuts, bottom five. The pitch. Inside, ball four. First walk given up by Estes. And a leadoff base runner for the second time tonight for Wisconsin. You heard Ken Korak bring us back there. He and Vince Catronio on the call tonight. Be a 9:40 start in the Eastern time zone. The Athletics are hosting the New York Yankees. James Caprillion gets the start tonight at the Coliseum. Here's Eduardo Garcia. The pitch home. Slider in there, strike one. It just released the 2023 Major League Baseball schedules. And they're a little bit different because every team will play every team at least once in Major League Baseball. Pretty cool to see that in 2023. Throw back to first. Gray Jr. there in plenty of time. Mark Kotze was talking about it, the A's manager, saying hopefully it can also alleviate some of the extended travel that they've incurred to get interleague games in when the West is playing the East and you have to go back 3 to 4 times. Throw back to first, and again, Joe Gray Jr. is in safely, and it does. The A's only have one true three-city road trip next year, so that'll be nice. They open the season against the Angels. There's a bouncing ball, weakly hit towards short. Muncy will have one play, scoops it up, throws to first. It's late. It'll be a swinging infield single that basically was kind of like a pushed-out bunt. Not much chance there for Muncy, and the first two have reached. That is the first base hit tonight against Joey Estes. And for the first time, Wisconsin has two runners on at the same time. Jose Acosta comes to the plate. So looking forward to the finish of the A's season this year, but then next year, playing every team in big league baseball. Here's a bouncing ball, bunted, third base side. Estes fields, guns to first, low, and it's caught. Bowman down to his right to save it and keep that foot on the bag. Sacrifice moves Gray Jr. to third and Garcia to second. That was a rifling ball from Estes. Almost looked like a fastball to Bowman. 1-4 put out. A little unique there with McGuire coming down to try and field that bunt. Here's Ethan Murray. Second and third, one away, 2-0 Nuts. The pitch shoots in, strike one. They've got the shift on for the lefty Murray. McGuire is playing over towards the second base position, even in the baseline between first and second. And Cooper Bowman shaded up towards second. The pitch. Slider away, one ball, one strike. Valenzuela behind the bag at third, and Muncy in the traditional shortstop position on the cut of the outfield grass. One out, second and third, 2-0 Nuts. Estes trying to get out of the jam. The pitch, swing and a miss with that changeup. Went slider away again. Big crowd on hand tonight in Appleton, and the first time we've heard him make some noise in a while. 1-2. Slider checked it and went around, chased it away. Big strikeout for Estes, his first punch out since the second inning, and there's two outs in the fifth. Fourth K for Estes. He went heavy slider there to Murray, and now he's got to get Rady Mercado to try and keep this a 2-0 lead. The pitch home. Change up in there, strike one. Beauty of a pitch to Mercado. He had a couple big swings yesterday, two RBI singles in his last two at-bats. He'd love one of those right now. That could potentially tie the score with the speedster Garcia at second base. Nuts hoping for a file out. The pitch home. Popped up in the infield, left side, slicing down the line. Here comes Saeed Valenzuela in foul territory, makes the catch, and that's going to do it. A leadoff walk and a base hit goes stranded as Estes comes back, gets the bunt punch out, and then gets a strikeout and the flyout. And it remains Lansing 2, Wisconsin none. We're off to the sixth inning here in Appleton, Wisconsin.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
Hi, I'm Marcus Martinez with the Lansing Lugnuts, Group Sales Account Executive. If you're looking to bring a group out this summer to have a blast at the ballpark, give me a call at 517-827-2584. I hope to hear from you, and go Nuts!
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
To the top of the sixth we go. Nuts in front, 2-0, and Shane McGuire steps in. First pitch in there on the outside corner. Strike one from Zach Mort, who has been excellent through his first two innings of work. Five strikeouts in his seven batters faced. His six batters faced, rather. The pitch home. That's in there. Strike two. All right, I lied. His seven batters face, so he got a fly out. Two strikeouts to Buelvas Valenzuela, and then struck out the side, worked around Max Muncy's single, and then a steal. Seven. Counting is hard sometimes. The pitch, that's flied into the dark skies up the left field side. No balls, two strikes. Boy, does it feel like the fall tonight. Little breeze in the air, 12-mile-an-hour winds. Started first pitch, 71 degrees, sinking into the high 60s. Feels like football weather and playoff baseball weather. 0-2. Twisted foul again, out of play, third base side. Fall will be here before we know it. As we sit in late August, Labor Day weekend right around the corner. Opening weekend of college football and the NFL season right around the corner. And playoff baseball right around the corner. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball hooked in, and McGuire took a huge hack at it. Sixth strikeout for Moore. Second time he's had three straight strikeouts in his outing. He's mowing down these nuts. Back to 2019, when he was a South Bend Cub, Lansing did not have much success against those Cubs. That was a mismatch of a series. Josh Von Reich steps in, first pitch up high. That was when the Cubs were in the Eastern Division. They've swung back to the Western Division now. So the Lugnuts faced them a couple of times. Lansing leading 2-0 in the top of the sixth at Neuroscience Group Field in Appleton. The pitch home. Kick back off the netting. One ball, one strike. After today, 15 games left in the regular season. That's it for the Nuts. Crazy to think as we play game 117. The pitch home. Swatted foul again by Josh Wan. 1-2. Was down. Seeing the guys stretching and getting some BP in before this afternoon. This afternoon before tonight's game. And Phil Pohl, the first-year manager, his message to the guys was finish the season on a high note. Just a couple of weeks to go and a chance to feel good about yourself before it ends. Go out on a good note. 1-2. Up high, right. Thought about coming around, didn't. Two balls, two strikes. And he made a good point. He told the guys, our season ends before AA and AAA comes to a close. So force those teams to promote you and bring you up for the end of the year. The pitch, pop foul, out of play. Remains 2-2, just like we see at the major league level when they expand the rosters and you get to the playoff season and you bring up a handful of guys from minor league baseball. AA, AAA teams will do that as well, and it's great experience for some of these guys at the A and high A level. 2-2. Poked over the first baseman, Clark, into right field, and Josh Wan Wright has a right field single. Just got enough on it and chipped it, almost like a pitching wedge over Wes Clark. Josh Wan has just gotten better and better as this season has gone on. Didn't have to do much there. Leaned over on what looked like a breaking ball away. And puts it right in front of Jace Peterson in right field for a base hit. So a man on with one out. Here is Cooper Bowman. 2-0 Nuts in the sixth. Second hit against Moore. The pitch. Up high. One ball, no strikes. Cooper Bowman tonight, 0-2. Couple of flyouts. One to right field, one to second. Moore set from the stretch. Belt high hold. Throws home. In there, chest high. Strike one. Tomorrow, Wisconsin and Lansing will battle again, and it'll be interesting to see what they do with implementing some of the newer guys into the rotation. Tomorrow, it is expected to be Jake Walkinshaw that gets the ball for the Nuts. The pitch home. Bowman inside. Two balls and a strike on Bowman. Bowman. He'll face Israel Pueyo. The righty for the Timber Rattlers. Starting matchup tomorrow. Runner takes off for second. High breaking ball is up. Throw down to second is late. Joshua slides in safely. And he's got the third steal tonight. Make it the fourth steal tonight for Lansing. Muncie has two. Butler has one. Right now has one as he's got his fourth steal in five attempts this year. Lansing turning into a running squad. Joshua had to duck out of the way as he slid in feet first. The pitch. Swatted out deep to center field. Gray Jr. going back. He'll have room, though, to his left. Makes the catch. Joshua tags. Here comes the throw, and it's cut off by the shortstop, Garcia. Right in there, standing up safely. Two outs. So it's going to take a two-out hit from Brian Guelbas. See if Lansing can extend their lead to 3-0. Feel a little bit more comfortable with a three-run lead here as opposed to two. See if the Nuts can get it. Guelbas already has a single in this game. Struck out in the fourth. The first K for Mort. Second time around against the right-handed Mort. And he throws. High bouncing ball. Two hops. Waiting for it at short is Garcia. Has it. Throws to first. Gloved by Clark. And that does it. So no runs for the Nuts. They get the base hit and the steal from right, but he is stranded at third. And we are off to the bottom of the sixth. Lansing leading 2-0 here in Appleton, Wisconsin.
Sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Off we go to the bottom of the sixth on a chilly night in Appleton, Wisconsin, just past 8 o'clock in the Central Time Zone. Appreciate you stopping in tonight. Lansing has pitched in really well thanks to Joey Estes. He faces Jace Peterson to open up this bottom of the sixth. Estes has struck out four, has allowed one walk, a base hit, and an HBP. That has been it. Three base runners. First pitch home. Just off the outer edge, ball one. The Milwaukee Brewer, Jace Peterson, 0-for-2 tonight, struck out in his opening at-bat and grounded out in his second at-bat. Leans back from the left side, the pitch home. Swatted foul, left side. One ball, one strike. All things considered, Nuts have done a pretty good job against the 32-year-old. He did have a double and a walk and a run scored yesterday. And had a double and an HBP and a run scored on Tuesday. So a couple of hits. See if Estes can keep him off the base paths tonight. One ball, one strike pitch. Inside, raises the elbows of the left-handed batter, Jace Peterson. 2-1. Just a touch under 70 degrees tonight in Appleton. That fall feel, a little crispness in the air. The pitch. Lifted out to right field, down the line. Long run for Butler, trying to get over there. Loses his cap, but he makes the catch. About 5 to 10 paces in front of the warning track. There's the first out of the sixth as Peterson is retired for a third time. Lansing has been shifting the outfield against Peterson to more of a right center field look. And he's doubled a couple of times right down the right field line. That time he popped one high into the black sky. And Butler's speed able to get there. Lawrence's first game back off the IL. Jefferson Caro steps in, takes the slider. Outside corner, strike one. 66 pitches tonight for Estes, 43 for strikes. He has been phenomenal. Kicks and throws. Hard hit, down the line, foul, third base side. No balls, two strikes. And Jefferson Caro, 2-0 Nuts. In the bottom of the sixth, one run in the second, one run in the third. Four hits, no errors. The Rattlers just got their lone base hit in the last half inning on a squibbler for an infield single to short. The pitch up high. One ball, two strikes on Caro, who 0 for 2. Couple of flyouts in the infield. One in fair territory, one in foul. Estes from the stretch, glove in front of his face. Turns, kicks, and throws. Kicked back up over the netting, and it remains one ball, two strikes. Well, no surprise. Jesse and I have talked about it throughout the year. Lansing's MO has been get the lead, get a really good starting pitching performance, and have the bullpen continue the trend on the back end. They pitch it well, they typically win, and they score first. They typically win. The pitch is up high. Two balls, two strikes. Lugnuts 30-23 when they score first this year. When the opponent scores first, Nuts 17-45. That was the case yesterday. The trends have stayed true through the first two games of this series. Swing and a miss. Got him with the slider. Strike three. A fifth K for Estes. Two away in the sixth. He has not had a ton of strikeouts tonight, but a lot of weak contact. Two strikeouts in the first. And one in the second, the fourth, and now the sixth. He is looking for his fourth 1-2-3 inning out of the sixth he's pitched in tonight. The delivery, swing and a miss. Low and in on Clark, strike one. West was the second strikeout victim in that first inning. A big 6'2", 230-pounder from Forest, Virginia. Climbs back in, next offering. High bouncing ball, foul. And a one-hopper grabbed in foul territory by Joe Arol, manager down there, third base side. Estes ahead 0-2. This is what Joey's done. He's getting behind or getting ahead of all these hitters. He's only been behind a handful of hitters tonight, pounding the strike zone, working his three-pitch mix of fastball, slider, and changeup, working for a perfect sixth. Here comes the 0-2 to Wes Clark. Swing and a miss. Slider down, and Estes has back-to-back Ks. His sixth strikeout tonight. Let's head to the seventh, Lansing 2, Wisconsin none from Neuroscience Group Field.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Top of the seventh we go here in Appleton, Wisconsin. Thanks for joining us. The grounds crew is having some fun with Miley Cyrus as they've got their dance moves on as they rake out the infield. and the fans appreciate it. We are appreciating this Lugnut performance up 2-0 as we come to the top of the seventh. See if they can add some runs. Saheed Valenzuela, Hanson Lopez, and Max Muncy 2.0 coming to the plate. Dark skies above, traffic passing on the highway to the east of us, and a full crowd tonight for Jurassic Park at the ballpark. Jurassic Park night and a Thirsty Thursday. The halfway point of this series, and Lansing trying to take a 2-1 lead before they head into the weekend tomorrow. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We'll have all the games for you and hope you can continue tuning in for Nuts Baseball. Not many opportunities left. Just 15 games to go after tonight. Here's Saheed Valenzuela. First pitch to the lefty. Twisted out high in the air. Left side, Mercado backs up to his left. Now comes in, makes the catch. And the switch hitting Saheed is down on one pitch to open the seventh inning. Couple of defensive changes. Jose Acosta goes back out to left field. Ethan Murray heads back to second. First pitch is in there. Strike one on Hanson Lopez. And into third base goes Ben Metzinger. So Jace Peterson out. The rehab stint popped up. Center field. Coming in is Gray Jr. to his left. Makes the catch. Two outs on three pitches. So they've shuffled those guys around a couple of times, but we think that's it for Jace Peterson. They were expecting him to play just three games, and then the Brewers are coming back home to take on the Cubs this weekend. They've been out in L.A. against the Dodgers, and he's expected to rejoin them. Here's Max Muncy. First pitch, fastball, outside corner, strike one. Happy birthday to Max Muncy. Happy birthday to Major League Max Muncy. And younger Max Muncy, 2.0, he's had a great night. Two hits and a steal. The pitch, that's in there. Strike two, shouldn't short him. Two steals for Max, so two for two in that department for the 20-year-old. The pitch, way outside. One ball, two strikes. I walked up to Max and I said, what are you, 20 years old today? He goes, no, 19. I go, what? He goes, yeah, just kidding, 20. Getting old, getting up there. Leaving the teenage years. The pitch, that shot foul as it skips over the roof. These Lugnut players, a joy to be around. They've got great personalities, enjoying life on the road and soaking in their time with the teammates as this season nears the end in 2022. Two more full series left to go after this one. The pitch, breaking ball in there, outside corner. That was a beauty from Moore. This guy's been untouchable. Seventh strikeout for Moore, and he gets the Lugnuts to go down 1-2-3 in the top half of the seventh. We'll stretch it out to the last of the seventh. Lugnuts 2, Timber Rattlers none.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Bottom of the seventh here in Appleton, Wisconsin. Fans up after they stretch it out and looking for some t-shirts. You get them all night long with these t-shirts. And now the mascot playing with them, telling them to get quiet, get loud. That's Fang, the snake, properly named, the Timber Rattlers. Watch out for those things up here in Appleton. We are going to see a Lugnuts debut. We've talked about all the transactions today. Four new pitchers added, including TJ Sizz. In the 12th round selection here in 2022, the first of two newly acquired draft picks by the A's in 2022. And TJ Sizz, that's C-Z-Y-Z, will make his debut as he comes out. The 21-year-old pumps in strike one to Darian Miller. So the night is done for Joey Estes. Oh my, what a gem pitched by Joey. Next pitch is down low. One ball, one strike. Joey goes six innings, gives up one hit, no runs, one walk. How about six strikeouts for Estes? And no home runs allowed. That's something we talked about. He had given up seven in his last four outings. None tonight. The pitch home. Hammered. Right field side, foul. That was crushed by Miller. One and two. Sizz, the 21-year-old, 12th round selection. He went 7-3 at Community College. 2.96 ERA in 15 games and 13 starts. The pitch home. That's down low. Two balls, two strikes. I apologize. I might butcher this. Casunames? C-O-S-U-M-N-E-S. River C-C. I'm going to have to check in with him. Had to ask him about the name, but it is TJ Sizz. He just got in today. The righty throws. In on the hands. Foul down the first base side. And it remains 3-2. Only allowed two home runs with the community college. Walked 33, struck out 117. Goodness. The pitch home. Lifted out to right field. Butler is backing up. He's at the wall. And now comes in and makes the catch. Knee high, had to bend over. Went out just a touch too far on the warning track. But Lawrence recovers. And there's one away on a high fly ball. TJ Sizz made a couple of appearances in the Arizona Complex League. He had five strikeouts and two and a third scoreless innings of work. The other pitchers that the Lugnuts added, Micah Dallas, the 22-year-old, and the eighth round selection this year from Texas A&M. First pitch to Joe Gray Jr. way outside, ball one. And then Mason Miller, who was on the 60-day IL. He was the third rounder last year out of Gardner-Webb. Oh boy, did he have a debut in the Arizona Complex League recently. Swing and a miss from Gray. He touched 100 plus and had five strikeouts and six batters faced. He just joined the Nuts, so can't wait to see the 24-year-old and a 22-rated prospect for the A's. The pitch. Swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes on Joe Gray Jr. 2-0 Nuts. We're in the bottom of the seventh. Lansing trying to take a 2-1 lead in this series. We've got TJ Sizz on the hill. The righty leans in and throws. That's outside. Two balls, two strikes. 6'2", 175-pound, 21-year-old from Reno, Nevada. Curly, blonde hair. As he turns and throws the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three from Sizz, and there's two outs. Seventh strikeout for a Nuts pitcher tonight. All right, we got to sneak in the trivia answer. We'll see if we can get it. Eduardo Garcia steps in. 2-0, Lugnuts, bottom seven. Sizz's pitch down low, ball one. With it being both Max Muncy's birthdays today, we asked you, who did Max Muncy, the big leaguer and 32-year-old and former A's draft pick in 2012, hit his first big league home run off? Which pitcher? The toss. That bends in there. Strike one. We had a couple of answers. Leanne Cook writes in, it was Jeff Samardzija back on May 17th, 2015. Leanne, you are correct. Marsha Bullard helped her out as well. They've made the trip up here and are sitting just in front of our booth. The pitch. That's outside, 2-1. So great job, and happy to see them. They're up here for the rest of the weekend. They're staying with Danny Jansen's family, the former Lugnut. How about that? 1-2 pitch. Sliced out to right field. Butler trying to run after it. It gets down and heads towards the wall. Around first, Garcia coasting into second, and he stops there. Butler showcasing that big arm, jets it back into Muncy. First extra base hit tonight for the Timber Rattlers. They have one on with two outs in the seventh. Voice of the Lansing Lugnuts, Jackson Field, Chris Snyder, also took his stab and said Chris Sale, the first pitcher that Muncy hit his home run off. Good guess, Chris. It was Jeff Samardzija, the former Notre Dame tight end. Jeff Samardzija, Max Muncy struggled with the A's couple of seasons with Oakland. They released him, and then the Dodgers signed him. He, I believe, played for a little period of time with Oklahoma City, the AAA team, and then up. Has been an all-star a couple of times, of course, won a World Series a couple of years ago in that COVID-shortened season in 2020. Here's Jose Acosta that steps in. The pitch. Fastball snaps in, letter high, strike one from TJ Sizz, making his Lugnuts debut on a crisp fall feeling evening. August 25th, 2022. Nuts in front by two, trying to keep that shutout intact. The pitch home. Fastball pumped in, outside corner, 0-2. Couple of beautiful pitches to Acosta. He struck out in the second and had a sack bunt that he was out on in the fifth. Pushed across runners at second and third. Time called by Acosta. That's the only time tonight through the first six innings of this game that Wisconsin had two runners on at the same time. The pitch. Swinging a tapper, foul, first base side. Acosta stays alive. Sizz went to the off-speed stuff. TJ wearing number 16. Takes off the Lugnuts cap and the uniform that he's got on for the first time tonight. All black, gray pants, and the cap that he just removed, replaced back on his head. Also black with the Luggy the Lugnut logo in front. The pitch. That bends inside. McDonald, great job knocking it down. Bounces around, but he collects it before Garcia can get to thinking about running to third. So a 1-2 pitch coming from Sizz as he leans in. Keeps that mitt on his left thigh, and now McDonald calls time. These two working together for the first time here in Lansing, making it look easy so far. They've got a couple of outs, just had the double from Garcia. Next pitch. Down low, breaking ball blocked again by McDonald. That's a couple of tricky pitches, and Jarrett's been up to the task. Good job back there tonight. Two runs on four hits, no errors for the Nuts. No runs, two hits, and an error for the Rattlers. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. There's that breaking ball. Enticed Acosta and then fell right out of the zone. Great stuff from TJ Sizz in his Lugnut debut. He leaves the double stranded at second base, and we head to the eighth. Nuts are six outs away from a second win in this series. They're up 2-0 in Appleton.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
To the eighth inning we go as Lawrence Bettler steps to the plate, and the first pitch inside, ball one. Zach Mort is coming back out, and why not? He's been tremendous tonight. Lugnuts haven't been able to do much against him at all. Just a couple of hits through four innings of work for Mort. The pitch home. Bettler swings and misses. Strike one. Mort has racked up seven strikeouts and given up no runs through these middle relief innings, and now works into the eighth. 1-1 pitch. Low and outside. 2-1 on Bettler. Lansing leading 2-0 thanks to a run back in the second and an RBI ground out from Hanson Lopez. And then a sack fly from Shane McGuire scoring this man, Lawrence Bettler. 2-1. Sliced out to left field. That's down for a base hit and heading towards the gap, but it's cut off quickly by Mercado. Bettler tries to speed to second, slides in. The tag was to the left of the base, and Garcia lunged out to get Bettler. Couldn't in time. Lawrence has a double and a hustle double at that, and Bettler is at second to open up this eighth inning. It's his team-leading 16th double this season. What a big night for Lawrence. His debut back from the IL. He got that right foot in. The throw's a little bit better from Mercado. He's in trouble, but great hustle by Bettler. Here's Jared McDonald. Nuts would love that third run. It's a huge insurance piece late. The pitch. Up high, ball one. McDonald squared to bunt, pulled it back. That was the fifth hit tonight for Lansing. And that's their first extra base hit. Lugnuts have not had a home run in this series. I'd say they're due. And this man's capable. He's got nine long balls this year. The pitch home. Squares to bunt. Puts it down third base side to the left of the mound. Mort Fields throws on the run up to first. Bounced in and caught by Clark. And he's got it for the first out on the sacrifice from Jared McDonald that moves Lawrence Bettler successfully to third. So how about that from Jared McDonald, his first sacrifice of the year? And he puts it down, no problem. And Phil Pohl is out there talking with Justin Juska. I don't know if he feels like Wes Clark maybe pulled his foot or what he's asking about. So Phil has a discussion, and then we'll head back to the third base box where Shane McGuire has a chance to do what he did back in the third inning, and that's get a sack fly and score Lawrence Bettler. By the way, the breaking news from Appleton. First-year manager Phil Pohl has had the mustache all year. He shaved it after the Dayton series. It's growing back in, but his stash has been there all year, clean-shaven. The pitch home. cut back foul, strike one. I asked Phil, why'd you shave it? And he said, I told the guys if we won a series, I'd shave it. And they took 5 of 6 from Dayton. And so, there you have it. He took a week off, came back. They're trying to take a series lead tonight with their second victory in 3 games. The pitch. Swing, and that's right back up the middle, twisting down for a base hit as it one-hops to Gray Jr. in center. In comes Butler for a second time tonight, thanks to Shane McGuire, and it's 3-0 Lansing in the eighth. So McGuire has RBIs 6 and 7 tonight. And the Lugnuts do get that huge insurance piece. Still only one out as Joshuan Wright comes to the plate. One run in the second, the third, and now the eighth on 6 hits. Here's the pitch home. Slice back off the netting, strike one. Nuts would love to get a series leading victory through 3 games after they got beat pretty badly 13-2 yesterday afternoon. A good feeling heading into the weekend. Joshuan 1-for-3 tonight with a stolen base. The 0-1 poked out and out of play, 0-2. Joshuan with those black socks pulled up as he digs in the back of the box. Gray Adidas spikes, ankle guard on that front left foot for the 5-6 righty, Joshuan Wright. 0-2 pitch from Zach Mort. On its way. Up high, outside, 1-2. Joshuan wears number 5. Cooper Bowman wears number 1. He waits on deck. Shane McGuire, 21, over at first base after the base hit. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swinging a high hopper off the plate down the third base side. Could be trouble. And it hops and deadens in the infield grass. Metzinger let it go. It's an infield swinging bunt single right there from Joshuan Wright. Oh, you know it's going right on that. Bounce from Joshuan. He pounded it off of home plate. It skied up in the air and then bounced down. And charging was Metzinger, who was going to try and barehand it, let it go to see if it would inch foul, but it just stopped in the grass about a half the way down the line. And now out is the manager, Joe Arolt, and he will take the baseball from Zach Mort, who pitched really well tonight. Lugnuts able to get to him with 3 hits in this eighth inning. And they're in front 3-0 as Mort will exit. And the new man coming in from center field, we'll see who it is. 7 strikeouts, though, for Mort tonight. As he goes 4 1/3 innings. And obviously responsible here for these runners that are on base, hoping that his teammate can pick him up. Five hits, no walks, 7 strikeouts for Zach Mort. Cooper Bowman, Brian Buelas, Saeed Valenzuela, next 3 that are due up for the Nuts. 1 out in the eighth inning. Coming up on the 9 o'clock Central Time hour here in Appleton, Wisconsin, as the sky has turned pitch black. Flags blowing in right center field. 10 to 12 mile an hour winds tonight. And a little bit crispness in the air. Kind of that fall feel. And it has been a great evening for the Lugs. Trying to pick up their 2nd win in this series. Looks like it's Miguel Guerrero, the next pitcher that comes in for Wisconsin. It is the right-handed 6'5", 215-pound Santo Domingo Dominican Republican native. Out of the Dominican Republic. 22 years old. International free agent signed in 2020. So he will take over here and try and keep this a three-run game with the Nuts, having runners at first and second and only one out. As he makes his debut for the Timber Rattlers. Cooper Bowman stands in. And time called by home plate umpire, Kevin Levine. Righty on righty. And now we'll get time called as Guerrero will get a visit from his catcher, Darian Miller. Guerrero just assigned to the Timber Rattlers from the Carolina Mudcats at the beginning of this series on Tuesday, and this is first appearance today with Wisconsin. ERA set just under 5 with Carolina this year. First pitch hits the bottom of the zone. Strike one. 3-0 Nuts. Top 8 getting late here in Appleton. Lugnuts would love more than one run of insurance. Can they get a couple? The pitch. Up high inside. Ball one to Cooper Bowman. He's due, right? 0-3 tonight. Fly out. All three times. One to right. One to second. One to center. See if he can put one in play. Bowman with the Nuts. Trying to deliver here. The pitch. Way outside. Two balls and a strike to Cooper. He's got 3 RBIs this year through 20 games. One double, one home run. Does not strike out much. 7 walks, 7 strikeouts. Like that. The pitch. Lifted out to shallow center field. Gray Jr. coming in. Still running, and that ball is dropped as it goes off of his mitt. Josh Juan Wright gets into second as the ball gets away. Over to third base goes Shane McGuire. And the sacks are packed with Nuts in the top of the 8th. It just snuck in. Gray Jr. was there, but it went off the webbing of the mitts. Bowman was extremely disappointed with himself. Threw his bat in disgust that he popped it up, but it went off the side of the mitt there. And Gray Jr. almost looked like he just didn't look it in. And we'll see if they go base hit there. I believe they will. They do say single, so base is full for Brian Buelbas. Pops up the first pitch high into the black sky. Shallow, Mercado charging in. It's the shortstop, though. That makes a basket catch, Garcia, in left field. Oh, my goodness, some adventurous fly balls for the Timber Rattlers. That looked like it was caught in on the heel of the mitt. Last second flip over of the mitt from Garcia. So it'll take a 2-out hit from Saheed Valenzuela if the Nuts want to tack on one or two more. Bases full with Nuts, up 3-0 in the 8th. Ready on lefty to pitch. Fastball shoots in outside corner. 0-1 on Saheed. A switch hitting third baseman tonight. Walked in the second, struck out in the 4th, flied out in the 6th. The pitch. On the ground, right back up the middle, base hit. In to score comes McGuire. Josh Juan Wright speeding right behind him. Throw is cut off. It's a 2-run single from Saheed Valenzuela. 5-0 Lugnuts in the 8th. It's a 2-out knock, and it's a big swing for some insurance for Lansing. He attacks the second pitch, and it pays off. All singles in the 8th outside of that leadoff double from Lawrence Butler. And they've got 5 total hits, 4 singles, 1 double, and 3 runs in. Here's Hanson Lopez. High bouncing ball towards third, and it one hop right to Metzinger, who was waiting for the ball on third base, and he got there right before Cooper Bowman got there, who was trying to take third. Oh, wow. That worked out well. So did the eighth inning, though, for the Nuts. They scored three runs on five hits. No errors and two left aboard as we head to the last of the eighth. Lansing 5, Wisconsin none from Appleton.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Bottom of the eighth, the Lugnuts get the insurance they were looking for, a three-run top half, as it's now the third pitch. That's fouled off. One ball, two strikes, as we got a new man on the mound, Micah Dallas, the back-to-back 22 draft picks coming in here. Next pitch down low, two balls, two strikes. We saw TJ Sizz in the seventh work around a double and get a couple of strikeouts. Now Micah Dallas' turn. The pitch, swing and a miss. Good slider away. And down goes Ethan Murray. So we told you the transactions today, the newest Lugnuts and the newest A's, literally just drafted here in 2022. Micah Dallas comes in, the man out of Texas A&M. Next pitch home. On the outside corner, a little bit high though to Mercado, ball one. 22-year-old was drafted in the eighth round from the Aggies. The pitch home. Too tall, two balls, no strikes. With A&M, Dallas went 7-3, ERA just up over 5 through 18 games and 16 starts. The pitch home, swing and a miss as that wafts away outside. 2-1. Struck out 86 batters this past year, walked just 22 in 81 2/3 innings. Down low, three balls and a strike. This was his first season at A&M. Before that, he was at Texas Tech, from a Red Raider to an Aggie. Giggum, the pitch, swing and a miss. Two balls, three balls, two strikes now. See if he can get one more. Working quickly, turns and throws. Swinging a high hopper towards first. McGuire backhand to his right, underhand flip. Covering is Dallas. Two up and two down with the 8 and 9 hole hitters. We'll go back to the top of the order. And this, for the first time, will be Metzinger as he replaces Jace Peterson. Five to nothing Lugnuts in the eighth. Boy, have they shown up in a big way tonight. The pitch. Outside, ball one. Peterson went 0 for 3. Now Metzinger, who replaced him at third base. Checking in here with a 245 average, couple home runs. The pitch, that's down low. Two balls, no strikes. Great pitching tonight by the Nuts. Joey Estes, arguably his best performance of the year. Six innings, gave up one hit, no runs, with a walk and six strikeouts. The pitch, foul tip, held on to by McDonald, 2-1. And then right behind him, T.J. Sizz pitched an inning. Gave up the double. That was it, though, with a couple of strikeouts. And now Micah Dallas throws, swing, and a miss. That slider away. Metzinger wasn't close as he fans for a second time. Two balls, two strikes. Base is clear, one away. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. Make that two away and now three away. Two strikeouts for Dallas. He has a perfect first inning as a Lansing Lugnut as the 22 draft pick out of the eighth round gets checked out and is cleared as he heads back to the dugout. We are clear for takeoff to the ninth. Lansing 5, Wisconsin none. We're back right after this from Appleton.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
First pitch of the ninth pegs the back of Max Muncy, and he chucks the back down. That does not feel good and is not the birthday present the 20-year-old was hoping for, as he will take his base and reach for a third time tonight, plunked by Miguel Guerrero. Boy, does that just kind of continue par for the course for the Nuts, getting plunked of late. So Muncy shakes it off. Throws on the sliding mitt, and he is aboard as here comes Lawrence Butler. First pitch, up high outside, ball one. 5-0 Lansing in the ninth, looking for some more insurance against Miguel Guerrero. Works his first full inning. Lansing just scored 3 runs on 5 hits. It started with a double from this man. Lawrence Butler stirs the bat in front of him. The pitch. On the outside corner, strike one. How about Lawrence's return? A walk, another walk. A swipe of second, and then a run scored. Struck out in the fifth, and then an RBI double and a run scored in the eighth. That'll do. The pitch. Swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes. Got to protect here. The pitch. Up high. Two balls, two strikes from Miguel Guerrero, number 32. Up on the hill in the home white uniforms. Rattlers written in that jagged font. Lugnuts in the away alternate blacks tonight. 2-2. Checked it. Dinhoffer up high outside. 3-2. Lawrence looking to get on base for a fourth time. Boy, have the Nuts missed him in the order. Just nice to get him back. And then, of course, Denzel Clark goes down. Lugnuts have had some real bad luck this year. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with the breaking ball. Nice pitch. Butler waited on it, but not quite long enough. First strikeout for Guerrero. And now it's Jared McDonald's turn. Lugnuts 5, Rattlers none. Game 3 of 6 this week. The pitch home. In there, strike 1. Tough night at the plate for Jared. Grounded into a double play, struck out twice. He did move Lawrence Butler, though, over to third on a sacrifice bunt in the 8th. It's first sack of the year. The pitch, that's outside. 1-1. Now, he's had plenty of sacrifice flies. 5 sacrifice flies for Butler, but now a sacrifice bunt, his first of the year. And that helped Butler score that third run after Lawrence led off with a double. The pitch, swing and a miss. Sliding across the top of the zone, 1-2. McDonald's average sitting at an even 230 with 9 home runs, 39 driven in. 1-2 pitch coming. Swing and a miss. Slider again. That's a filthy pitch from Guerrero. Back-to-back Ks. 2 outs. So Muncy remains at first base. Wondered if maybe he'd be aggressive. He's swiped 2 bags tonight. But with the Lugnuts in front by 5, probably don't need it. Shane McGuire comes to the plate. Guerrero's pitch to the lefty. Swing and a miss. Went with the fastball. Got it by him. McGuire with a base hit in his last at-bat. That scored Lawrence Butler. A walk and a sac fly tonight. 2 driven in. Has reached a couple of times. It's K'd once. The pitch. Lifted deep. Right field. Acosta's going back. He's at the track. He looks up. And that baseball is in play. One hopping the wall. Around third. Muncy speeds into score. It's a double. Attach an RBI to it. A third tonight for McGuire. 6-0 Lansing. Oh, that ball almost got out of here. Hung up there. And it looked like it may have. But hopped off the wall. A big swing for Shane McGuire. So 3 more ribbies tonight for McGuire. Muncy scores for the first time tonight, and Lansing gets one more. Here's Joshua Wright. Swats it up into the dark skies. Strike 1. Shane McGuire starting to get used to this guy producing at bat after at bat. His 5th double already. That's his 7th extra base hit with the Nuts. And with 3 RBIs, the pitch, swing and a miss. He's got 8 driven in now. A couple of big nights for McGuire. He had the 3-hit game in the series opener that the Nuts took 4-3. 0-2. Up high to right, 1-2. McGuire has reached 3 times tonight. Wright has reached a couple times tonight with a couple base hits. Also has a stolen base and a run scored. Lawrence Butler has reached 3 times. The pitch, that swatted foul. 1-2. Lansing, through the first 2 games, even though they had won, are batting collectively 186 as a team. And that average will go up tonight, as they put the ball in play numerous times. Haven't had a ton of extra base hits, just 2 doubles, but they have 10 hits in total. The pitch, outside, 2-2. We talked to you earlier about Phil Pohl's message to the guys before this game about finishing on a strong note Craig Conklin delivered a speech before that that said, grind out every at-bat. Don't give an inch to these pitchers. Make them work. They're doing that tonight. 2-2, right back up the middle. Base hit from Josh Wainwright. Speeding around third. Here comes McGuire. And now he gets held up by Phil Pohl as the throw in from Gray Jr. cut off. Josh Wan has a three-hit night. 6-0, and the bases now have two Lugnuts at the corners with two outs. 11th hit, and the lopsided game that we saw last night, 15 hits to just three for Wisconsin to Lansing. Same type of thing tonight. 11-2, Lugnuts out hitting the Timber Rattlers. Here's Cooper Bowman from the right side. Bloop single his last time. The pitch, that comes in, hits his back. A slider that didn't slide back across the plate. And the bases are now full. I think it's about time for a Brian Buelvas knockout punch. The Lansing Lugnuts, 102 home runs on the year, have not had a home run yet in this series. Boy, it'd be a little icing on the cake if they could get a grand slam. Brian Buelvas with that sneaky good pop. 6 home runs this year. And this will draw a visit from the pitching coach, Will Shireholz. As Miguel Guerrero trying to get this third and final out. Nuts get the RBI double from McGuire. That scores Max Muncy. Josh Wan then gets the base hit. Cooper Bowman then an HBP. And so the base is full. All right, here's Brian Buelvas, bases loaded, two outs. The pitch slides in there, strike one. Lansing 6, with Wisconsin none, top 9. Been a tough night for this crowd, but they're still enjoying themselves. The pitch, up high, 1-1. Buelvas sits in from that right side, waiting for the pitch. 1-4 tonight. The throw, up high. 2-0. Buelvas base hit in the second. Roped a single to left and reached third on a throwing error from Brady Shanuel, the starter. Then scored on the ground out from Hanson Lopez. A couple batters later, the pitch popped up. Shallow center field, long run. Back goes Murray, and he circles to his left, makes the catch. And the Nuts will leave the bags packed. But they do tack on one more thanks to the RBI double from Shane McGuire. Last of the ninth and the last of this game. Coming up, Lansing 6, Wisconsin none, here at Neuroscience Group Field.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
To the bottom of the ninth we go. Lansing leading 6-0, and they will make one more change to try and close out the final three outs of tonight's game. Calvin Coker gets the baseball after the 2022 draft picks got the Lugnuts through the seventh and the eighth. TJ Sizz, an inning worked with only one hit allowed and two strikeouts. Micah Dallas one-upped him. No hits allowed, no runs allowed, and two strikeouts. So here comes Calvin Coker. Added from Stockton earlier this year, the 6'3", 175-pound, 26-year-old from Kyle, Texas. Takes the hill against Jefferson Caro in the first pitch. Fouled for strike one. Caro tonight 0-3. Next offering, in there, strike two. Coker ready to go, and here comes the third pitch. Time called, just to slow things down a little bit. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler would call that the Cartaya time. They're taken by Jefferson Caro. Here comes the pitch. That's outside, and one ball, two strikes to the right-hander. Oh, this is a great bounce-back performance by the Nuts. Just need the final three outs. Six runs on 11 hits, no errors. Rattlers, no runs, just two hits and one error. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. Slider in there. One down in the ninth. A lot of strikeouts in these later innings. That's the fifth in the last three innings. And even go back to the last half inning for Joey Estes. He had two. So back to the sixth. The Lugnuts have had seven strikeouts over these final four frames of Rattler batters. Here's Wes Clark. Ready on ready. Pitch one. His sidearm slings in a little bit low and tight. Ball one to Clark. He was 4-for-8 in this series coming into tonight. Lansing has shut him down so far. 0-for-3. Two strikeouts for the big fella. Average now 218. The pitch slides in on the inner third. That called strike one. 6-0 Lansing. Bottom nine at Neuroscience Group Field on a chillier Thursday evening, just under 70 degrees. The pitch home. That's down low, 2-1. Just after 9 o'clock in the Central Time Zone. Just after 10 o'clock back home in Lansing in the Eastern Time Zone. The Nuts will head back on Sunday. The pitch lifted out to shallow left field over Muncy's head. Base hit. And Clark fights one off for a single. Nuts will head back home Sunday, take the day off Monday, and then head back to South Bend Tuesday. All right, so it's Darian Miller's turn. One out, one on. Bottom nine, Lugnuts up 6-0, trying to preserve the shutout. The pitch, low and outside. Ball one to Miller. He's 0-for-2, was hit by a pitch by Estes back in the second. The pitch. Down low, two balls, no strikes. Lugnuts looking for their eighth shutout this year. 2-0. Coker finds the outside corner, strike one. Well, the recipe is there for success. We talked about it. Get a good starting pitching performance. Score first, check and check. The pitch, hammered down the right field side, but foul. That's the second one Miller tonight has turned on too quickly. Two balls, two strikes. Third part of that, play good defense. Lansing with no errors tonight. And then the fourth part, get good pitching out of the pen. That's been the Achilles heel this year for the Nuts, and they have from Sizz, Dallas, and now Coper. The pitch. Down low, 3 balls, 2 strikes from Calvin Coker. Stares in, number 6 on his back, the pitch. Down low, ball 4. Just the second time tonight that Wisconsin has had 2 runners on. First and second, one away. So Coker now faces Joe Gray Jr. 2 outs to be had. The pitch popped up a mile high into the dark black sky. Right field side, Butler comes in, loses his hat, but makes the catch. Lugnuts 1 out away from a win. It all rests on Eduardo Garcia's bat as he trots up to the right side of the box. Eduardo, 6-0, Lugnuts, bottom 9, 2 outs, runners at first and second. Coker needs one more. Ready on righty, here comes the pitch. Twists in there, but down low, ball 1. Good night tonight for Garcia, 2-for-3 with a double and a single. And a really good night last night. 3 hits, homered in his last at-bat in the 8th. The pitch home. Inside corner, strike 1 after Garcia raised his elbows out of the way. Coker loving that front door fastball that zooms in around the knee height. One one pitch. Low and outside, 2-1. Reminder, tomorrow's game will be another 6:40 Central start. We're on the air at 6:25. Same thing for Saturday. And then a 1:10 local start on Sunday. The pitch popped up behind home plate. That one coming back our way. And just a couple of rows in front. And a young boy there climbs the bleachers. Nearly took a tumble. But anything to get that baseball, and he came up with it. Two balls, two strikes. Timber Rattlers down to their last strike of the night. The pitch from Coker. Swing and it's line right back up the middle, base hit. Cuevas comes into play. He'll make the throw, and it gets away from McGuire. Clark comes in to score. And over to third goes Darian Miller. Up to second goes Garcia. There goes the shutout, 6-1. So there will be no shutout tonight for the Nuts. And now it's Jose Acosta that comes to the plate. Don Schulze will head out there, have a quick word with Calvin Coker here. 6-1 our score. So it looked like the Nuts were going to shut these guys out, but give them credit, Wisconsin. It's a couple of hits, a walk in this 9th inning. And now it's Jose Acosta that stands in the way of a victory. Coker has surrendered some runs in his last couple of outings. Been untouchable before that. Gave up 2 runs against Great Lakes last time out. He's given up a run here. First pitch. Costa takes it wide. Ball 1. Runners at second and third for Jose Acosta. Coker throws. Popped up to left field. Josh Wainwright comes in, now backs up in front of the track, makes the catch, and that will do it. Nuts do give up a run in the ninth inning, but that's all, and the Lugnuts have taken two of the first three here in Appleton. 6-1 the final tonight. Postgame totals coming up right after this as Lansing picks up their 48th victory this year. We're right back to Neuroscience Group Field after this.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
A win in Wisconsin tonight for the Lugnuts as they take the second of the first three games in this six-game set against the Timber Rattlers. Thanks for tuning in. Post-game show edition. Adam Jackson with you. The Lugnuts 6 and the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers 1 in a game that lasted 2 hours and 36 minutes in front of 5,902 fans. The Lugnuts put on a show for them tonight as they got 11 hits on those 6 runs and still left 10 stranded, but they got the job done. It started in the second inning against the starter, Brady Shanuel, as the Nuts didn't do anything particularly crazy in that one, but they got the job done in that second inning. They got a base hit from Brian Puelbas, and then he took third on a throwing error and then was knocked in on a ground out from Hanson Lopez, 1-0. Next half inning, Lawrence Butler, welcome back, his second walk, and then steals second. A balk gets him to third, and then Shane McGuire gets his first of three RBIs tonight. It's 2-0, Lansing. And in the meantime, how about Joey Estes on the other side? Calmly and collectively goes 6 innings, gives up 1 hit. That came on an infield squibber in the 5th, his second to last inning of work. No runs, 1 walk, 6 strikeouts. That 5th inning, the only half inning that Estes had 2 runners on at the same time. A walk and a single to Gray Jr. and Garcia to open up the frame. And then he got a sacrifice bunt strikeout and a foul pop fly to third to Josh Wainwright. So through 6 innings, Estes was mighty tonight. 74 pitches, 49 strikes, and 6 strikeouts. Again, arguably his best performance of the year after he had been struggling, just had that 3 home run performance he allowed against Great Lakes. Give Zach Moore credit. He pitched really well through 4 innings, shutting down the Nuts with 7 strikeouts, but then they would get to him in the 8th, up 2-0. They got 3 batters on base, a double from Lawrence Butler, RBI single from Shane McGuire, single from Josh Wainwright, knocked him out of the game. Then Cooper Bowman came up and singled, and then Saheed Valenzuela delivered the big blow, a 2-run single against Miguel Guerrero, and that pushed the Nuts in front 5-0. And then 1 more run in the 9th inning for the Nuts. They get the RBI double from Shane McGuire, scoring Max Muncy, who was hit by a pitch to begin the 9th. And the birthday boy comes in to secure the 6th run. Nuts would give up 1 run in the 9th inning from Calvin Coker on a couple of hits. The RBI single from Eduardo Garcia. No runs in the 7th and the 8th thanks to TJ Ciz and Micah Dallas's debut with the Nuts. The 2022 draft picks, Ciz, 1 inning pitched, 1 hit allowed, 2 strikeouts. Dallas, 1 inning in the 8th, and he gave up No runs, no hits with two strikeouts. And the Nuts win 6-1 on those 11 hits, one error, 10 left the board. Wisconsin had four hits, one error, and six left the board tonight. The win goes to Joey Estes, his third. The loss goes to Brady Shanuel, his second, now 0-2 on the season. And Lansing, again, picks up their 48th victory of the season. So, that's going to do it for tonight. The Nuts now have taken two of the first three. Reminder, we will be back here tomorrow as the Nuts are expected to throw Jake Walkinshaw, the righty. ERA sits just under four. That game will start at 6:40 on the air at 6:25. Israel Pueyo, the man that will face him, ERA up over six for the righty. So it'll be Pueyo and Walkinshaw tomorrow as we enter the weekend and the back half of this six-game set. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday left to go here in Appleton. And then it's out on the road to South Bend, back home to Jackson Field. And that is it. 15 games left in the 132-game season here in 2022. So not a ton of time left. We certainly hope you will soak in Lugnuts baseball with us again tomorrow night. Thanks so much for joining us from Appleton, Wisconsin on this Thursday, August 25th, 2022. Happy birthday to Max Muncy. Welcome back to Lawrence Butler, who reached three times tonight. Max Muncy reached three times tonight. Joshuan Wright reached three times tonight. Shane McGuire reached three times tonight. It was quite the offensive display as the Nuts win 6-1. That's going to do it for our broadcast. We'll talk to you again tomorrow at 6:25 local time here in Appleton, Wisconsin. I'm Adam Jaxa. Have a great night, and we'll see you tomorrow from Neuroscience Group Field.